Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with Robert Wells of the Noble Foundation joining us in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
If you're thinking about adding females to your beef cow herd, there's several considerations that you need to be looking at. So says Robert Wells with the Noble Foundation.
Well, first off, I want you to think about the health program of that female, where you're buying her from. If you are buying her, or at least if you're developing her, think about the health program that you're putting into her. Make sure that she's going to be a solid, healthy female to come into your operation. Next, you need to think about where you're buying her and how you're buying her. Don't buy her at that weekly sell barn, especially if it's not a production sell. If there's somebody that's liquidating and they choose to do it at that weekly sell barn and they're selling out their entire herd, that's a different story. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to the weekly sell barn and you're buying one at a time, you're probably buying somebody else's problem, and you need to think twice about possibly doing that. And then finally, you need to think about other issues like phenotype. Is she going to fit my operation? Is she got the right genetics for my environment? Is she too big for the grass that I have for her and the management I'm going to use for her? And then think about how much milk production she's going to have. And then finally, we've got new technology out there with DNA that we can use DNA on commercial females and get a suite of information. Just like we can get EPD information on registered animals, we can get DNA information on commercial females so we can kind of look under the hide and know what kind of female we're going to bring back to the operation.
Well, let's talk about a couple of those issues. The one is, I think, really important in today's economy is the right size female. It seems like we kind of swing back and forth between too big and maybe not quite as big enough, you know, to be fully productive.
Yeah, you know, if you think back to our Father's Day or Grandfather's Day, we had those belt buckle cattle. Then we had the time of insanity where we got into the 70s and 80s, and we had those cows that that were so tall that we were selling lots of soup bone. And if you look at the show pictures, all you could see was the top of somebody's hat standing behind those winning animals. We've reached kind of a moderation now. So, you know, a cow that's in that 1,200-pound range, give or take 100 pounds one way or the other, she's going to fit in most environments in the Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, kind of areas. She's going to be the most productive. She's not going to cost you too much to keep, and she's going to wean you off the appropriate size calf that'll be profitable for you.
End of the day, guy that is going to be adding some cows, what's the number one thing in your mind that they really need to be paying most attention to?
Number one thing that a producer needs to be paying attention to is he needs to find that female that's going to fit in the environment and the management that he's going to expect her to work in. We have to remember that a cow works every day of the year. She's either gestating or gestating and lactating. She never gets a day off.
Robert Wells of the Noble Foundation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbor, you are invited to Chris Black's annual Cream of the Crop Fall Sale coming up at the ranch, Crawford, Oklahoma, on Monday, October 24th at 1 p.m. They'll be offering 120 bulls and 70 spring calving heifers. For details on the complete offering, you can go to the website blackherfordranch.com, see the catalog and additional sale information. You can call Chris Black for more information at 580-309-0711. Chris Black's Cream of the Crop sale, Monday, October 24th. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.